M&J Audio Theater presents Ched Cheddar's Tales from the Morgue.
Just wade on through. I'm so sorry about the water on the floor. Those rusty old pipes finally burst. Of course, it was only a matter of time. Yes. Oh, please have a seat. Yes. I am Chet Chetter, the morgue attendant. I know. Why don't I tell you a story while we wait for the plumber, Okay. Well, today we return to the peaceful community of Biloxi. It is a little after midnight, and everyone is fast asleep. No one sees the small, rectangular metal object that streaks across the night sky and lands near Miller's Pond.
Rejoice, my brothers. We have safely reached the new planet Earth. We can directly observe these fascinating humans in their natural surroundings.
Wise one, I beg forgiveness, but I feel I must voice my inner conflict about this mission. I believe the humans are an ill-mannered and very hostile race. Our presence on this planet will not be welcome.
Speak to me not of your inner conflicts, Belknap. You have spoken of nothing else since we have departed the home planet of Bornak. Observation is the key to learning and growing as a better race. You would do well to remember that. The ambassador is in agreement with me.
Oh, yes, yes, wise one, yes. Oh, most assuredly. Oh, I have observed Earth television programs. Yes, I have received them by satellite waves. Oh, they seem to be a perfectly delightful race of humans. Yes, so friendly. Won't you be my neighbor? Y'all come back now, you hear? Oh, delightful creatures. Yes, most delightful.
Yes. Yes, your enthusiasm is appreciated, Ambassador, but do try to control your eagerness. Perhaps we will make contact with the humans before we return to Bornak, but for now, our mission is to observe them, to study their habits and learn what motivates them mentally.
Perhaps instead, wise one, we could capture one of the humans and take him aboard our ship. We could then dissect the creature's brain.
Belknap, foolish one. Have you not heard a thing that I have said? How could we ever possibly hope to gain the human's trust if we dissected one of their kind? Now, anger me not again, Belknap, I warn you. Let us exit this vessel. I wish to explore the outside terrain.
Yes.
We seem to have landed near a water reservoir of some sort.
Yes.
It is surrounded by many trees.
It is called a forest, wise one. Yes, the humans live in a forest as well, except that they make houses out of the trees and they call it a city.
Wise one, look. It is one of our own kind. It is a Bornakian.
Yes. It possesses the same features as we do. The fur covering the body, the flat tail, the sharp teeth. It is eating the outer surface of that tree. The tree is going to fall. This is most peculiar. Attention, Bornakian. When did you arrive? Identify yourself.
Wise one. I have identified the creature with the analyzer. It is not a Bornakian. It originates from this planet. It is called a beaver.
Beaver?
Yes. It has a very low intelligence. It cannot speak, you see. But this is most puzzling.
Yes?
I recall a human television program in which a small human child was referred to as the beaver. But he looked nothing like this creature.
Beavers. Fascinating. Notice, Ambassador, how the beaver is constructing a crude dwelling from the limbs of that tree. We will do the same and conceal our ship. We do not want to arouse suspicion. When the morning sun rises, Ambassador, you and Belknap will enter the city. You will observe the humans closely, but you will not make contact. I will inform you when it is time for that. It is fortunate that we so closely resemble these beaver creatures. Now you can make your observations, but without being detected as visitors.
Oh, that's a knee slapper.
Yeah?
Oh, Cecil, you ought to be bored for the simples, I swear.
Oh, Elmer.
You mean to tell me you actually rid your motorcycle on a high school running track during the middle of a track meet?
I sure did. Coach Abernathy turned about 20 shades of red and chased me all over the track waving that there track baton at me.
Oh, boy, that's precious. I'd have given my right foot to have seen that.
Say, looky there, Elmer. There's two beavers walking down Main Street on their hind legs.
Now, Cecil, beavers don't walk on two legs like that. They're probably little ones dressed up in costumes.
Yeah.
You know, mascots for the Biloxi Beaver football team.
Yeah.
Hey, little feller.
Hey,
good costume, boy.
Yeah, like your costume over there, fellers.
Why are those wretched humans shouting at us?
Silence, Belknap. We are not to speak in the presence of the humans. Let us communicate with our minds. The humans are to think we are beavers until we make contact with them.
Very well, Ambassador. But I still believe this mission is foolish.
Belknap, observe! That building with the words police station printed on the side of it. I know these words. The friendly policeman. His job, to protect and serve. Two men in blue.
Ambassador, you watch entirely too much human television.
Oh, look, Belknap. See the two humans in front of the building? The large one is the sheriff. He is a symbol of great authority.
Yes.
And the undernourished human is the deputy. He carries a single bullet in his pocket.
I do not understand a single word.
Oh, they are speaking. I must get closer so that I may hear them.
Approach with caution, Ambassador.
Yes. I understand.
The dead, blame it. Doggone it, Roland. We got the only dead blame police station surrounded by potted daisies. Now, how are we going to be a symbol of menace to the underbelly of society with them things in front of the place? Plum sissified looking.
Well, now, Sheriff, there ain't no reason why we can't purdy up the place a little bit. Hey, say, Sheriff, you going to go to the town meeting tonight? Mayor says the local economy's in bad shape.
Yeah.
Potholes need filling. And we need to hire someone to sandblast that bird stuff off in the statue of Antonio Biloxi.
I know all about it, Roland. I don't know. I might make the meeting. What are you spraying on them daisies anyhow?
Well, this here's called Pest Away. Yeah, it keeps the aminals off the daisies. Yeah, it smells good to humans, but to an aminal, it stinks to the high heavens.
Oh, good Lord. Here comes Ernie Potteldinger. What's that weaselly old hick want?
You dead blame it, Sheriff. Doggone it. I'm a taxpaying citizen, and I want something done.
What is it, Ernie?
Them beavers are back again, Sheriff.
Oh,
every knock-kneed year, it's the same thing. Them river rats dam up Miller's Pond and cut off the water supply. And I irrigate my crops with that water, Sheriff.
I know, Ernie. And you're the only one that irrigates his crops with the Miller Pond water. Now, you want them beavers got rid of, you get rid of them yourself.
Oh, well, you're leaving it to me, are you?
Right.
Is that what you're saying, or has I misunderstood you?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Ernie. Do it yourself.
All right, dagnabbit. I'll get some dynamite and blow them beaver dams into toothpicks.
Well, you do that, Ernie. Don't blow your head off while you're doing it.
I'm telling you, it's a sorry world we're living in. We can't depend on the dead blame.
Can you feature that guy, Rose?
Yeah, he does like to flap his gums on his hair.
That's an understatement.
Dead gums. Speaking of the devil, there's a beaver right there.
Huh?
I sure don't want them mangy things around here. I'll give him a dose of this here pest of
us. Well, now, hold on, Rose.
Here, take that, you river weasel. Yeah, that got him going.
Well, Roland, that was kind of cruel. I never seen a beaver walk on two legs like that before.
Belknap! The human attacked me with a foul-smelling fluid.
The human attacked you?
It is just as I have always said. The humans are tyrants, all of them, attacking you without provocation. I am going to vaporize that human with a proton ray.
No, 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 Belknap. No violence, no violence. Let us return to our ship. I wish to remove this foul-smelling fluid from my fur.
Very well. We will return to the ship, and I will inform the wise one what has happened here. Perhaps then he will agree that these humans should be dissected.
I'm telling you, Rex, if I never set eyes on another one of them black-tailed river weasels, it'll be right now too soon.
Let us complain.
Blame beaver.
Yeah, come on, this complaining's gone on long enough. You gotta watch those arteries of yours. You're gonna bust one of them if you keep this up.
Well, I know it, Rex, but it just sets my blood to boiling.
Ernie, what are these beavers gonna do when they don't have no home to go to, huh?
Well, I don't give a flying flip what they do, Rex. All I'm interested in is blowing them beaver dams sky high. Dad, blame it. I don't care if they go to Mars and live.
Contain your anger, Belknap. You say the deputy human attacked the ambassador with a fluid?
Yes, wise one.
What sort of fluid, ambassador? Were you harmed?
No, wise one, no. I was not harmed. The fluid had an overwhelming stench. Oh, yes, an odor most foul, yes. But I submerged myself in the pond and washed the fluid off. Yes, the smell is gone now, yes.
Yes. Yes, the smell is, for the most part, gone.
Wise one, are you not enraged by what the human has done? The ambassador did nothing to provoke the attack.
This is true? You did not speak to the human ambassador?
Oh, no, wise one. I did exactly as you instructed, yes. I merely observed the Earth beings. Perhaps I got a little too close. Yes, but your plan worked, wise one. The humans thought we were beavers, yes. Perhaps beavers are considered pests by the humans.
Yes, that is logical. If that is the case, the deputy sprayed you with a fluid to repel you, ambassador.
It most assuredly repelled me. Yes, wise one, yes.
Yes. Yes, it is obvious to me that beavers are unwelcomed in the city. That is unfortunate. How can we observe humans if we cannot enter the city?
Perhaps, wise one, perhaps it is time to reveal ourselves to the humans, to communicate with them verbally.
Yes, perhaps it is time to make contact, ambassador.
But wise one, if the humans dislike beavers, imagine what they will do when they discover that we are from another planet.
There is no logic in what you are saying, Belknap. There is a vast difference between an aquatic, unintelligent beast and a highly advanced race of intelligent beings.
Yes.
The humans will greet us with kindness when we tell them who we are.
Oh, yes, yes, they certainly will. Oh, yes, remember the movie, the human movie, that inspired us to visit the planet Earth? Those five lovely notes?
Oh, yes.
No, not this again. This is foolish.
That's the time, Rex. You blowed that beaver dam in the splinters.
Hey, wait a minute. Look at there. There's something sitting right there.
Well, would you look at that? It's some sort of rectangular metal object. It was sitting underneath that beaver dam. Say, Rex.
Yeah.
Wonder, reckon how much the scrap yarn will give us for this.
Hey, Ernie, don't be such a backwoods hick.
A hick?
Goodness, that looks like a spaceship, some kind of UFO or something.
Gee, reckon?
I'm going to Sheriff McElroy right now.
Oh, the sheriff? All right, Dad, blame it. But if the Gazette writes a story about this, we get full credit.
What damage has our ship sustained, Ambassador?
Only structural damage, wise one. It can be repaired.
That was the final blow. The humans tried to destroy our ship with explosives. Tyrants.
No, Belknap. The humans thought it was a beaver dam. You heard them?
Yes, I heard them. They have discovered our ship, and they are going to inform the sheriff. You are correct, wise one. Now is the time to make contact with the humans. But it will be my way. It is time you both learned that this is not the friendly blue planet you envision. It is a planet of wars and social disorder. You see why you were watching the sitcoms.
I was watching the news.
The news?
Yes.
What are you planning to do, Belknap?
I will return to the police headquarters and take human prisoners. I will decide later what to do with them.
And you intend to do this alone?
No, not alone. I am going to contact the home planet of Bornak. I warn you, wise one, do not speak or contradict what I'm about to say. I would regret having to use this weapon. Attention, Bornakian headquarters. This is Belknap reporting from the planet Earth. The humans have attacked us. The Wise One is ill, and I have taken command. Our mission has changed. I will capture human prisoners to be punished for violent actions against us. Send others to aid and capture. Land at coordinates Psi, Lithu, Rolab. That is all.
You lied to them, Belknap. Bornak is a peaceful race. You are ruining everything.
It is done, Wise One. There's nothing you can do to stop my mission now.
Oh, no. I will warn them before they arrive. I will tell them that you lied to them.
You will not, Wise One, with the communicator destroyed. Now, I must go. The others will begin arriving soon, and I have important matters to attend to. I warn you, do not follow me.
Oh, this is terrible, Wise One, just terrible. What will we do now?
I know not, Ambassador. At this moment, I do not feel wise at all.
Dad, gummit, I'm late for work again. Sheriff's gonna have my badge for breakfast.
Ah, the deputy is getting into his automobile. Well, he's going to have an unexpected passenger.
This is Deputy Rowland checking in. There's no need to break out the bloodhound, Sheriff. I'm on my way. Bad gum in my rearview mirror. There's a beaver in my back seat.
Continue on your present course, human, or I will melt your brain with a proton ray.
A talking beaver.
I am not a beaver. I am a superior being that merely resembles a beaver.
Me and Rex seen it with our own eyes, Sheriff. It was about a 10-foot-long metal box-looking thing, and it was sitting right there in the pond just as pretty as you please.
And quite cleverly disguised as a beaver dam, I might add.
Uh-huh.
Well, all right, boys, quick as Roland decides to drag his lazy hind into work, we'll go down there and check it out, all right? Already 5 minutes late. I'm going to eat his badge for breakfast as quick as he... What in Sam Hill is making all that racket outside?
Oh, poke my eyes out. Sheriff, look out the window. There's these things coming out of the sky. And I'll be horn-swoggled if they don't look exactly like that metal gizmo we found at the park.
I was right. They are spaceships.
Spaceships? Well, now, come on, boys, get a grip. It's probably some sort of fraternity hazing stunt or something.
Well, there ain't a college town around for 100 miles, Sheriff. And I'll be a bug-eyed, stammering fool. Them beavers coming out of them spaceships.
Beavers? Well, now, there's just so much silliness I can take. Here comes Roland in the squad car. I bound you this is all his doing. First it's potted daisies and now this.
Well, now here's a new twist on things, Sheriff. There's another beaver getting out of that squad car with the deputy. It seems to be holding some kind of pistol to his head.
I bet you that's a death ray.
Death ray? You boys still believe in Santa Claus, don't you?
All right, I'm walking.
Roland?
I'm sorry I'm late, Sheriff. I got held up. Literally.
Now, put your spindly arms down, Roland, and tell your Honor Rodge to move it along, would you? I mean, fun's fun, but we can't have a bunch of pygmies dressed up in costumes loitering outside the station.
It ain't no joke, Sheriff. This look you see on my face is genuine stark terror.
The deputy speaks the truth. I am Belknap of the planet Bornak.
Planet? Space beaver?
I am not a beaver. I will vaporize the next human that says that. I am here to take prisoners to be dissected. The deputy comes with me. He has attacked my brother, the ambassador.
I tell you, it was an accident. I thought he was a beep. You know...
Silence. And both of you will come with me as well.
Well, you mean Rex and Ernie?
Yes. They attempted to destroy our transport vessel with explosives.
Well, now, flag on that play. Ain't no galaxy-hopping woodchuck gonna dissect Ernie Pottledinger.
Ain't nobody gonna dissect nobody. Now, listen, little buddy, if this is a joke, it ain't funny. And if it ain't a joke, well, it seems to me you're getting all lathered up over a simple misunderstanding. Now, like it or not, you look just like a beaver, and all this stuff that's happened has happened because you were mistook for beavers. Now, why don't you just simmer down and let's discuss this thing civil-like.
I warn you, Sheriff. This building is surrounded by Bornakians.
Uh-huh.
They will come to my aid if I call for them.
Well, now, you just call them off and hand me that ray gun.
You dare to advance upon me, you wretched human. Very well, Sheriff. You desire immediate death, then I will comply with your wishes.
No, don't shoot the Sheriff.
Oh, my God. Oh, heck. Heck, that don't hurt at all.
What?
No, Sheriff. It's kind of tingly. It feels kind of good, you want to know the truth.
I do not understand. It must be your genetic structure. The beam is not powerful enough to penetrate human flesh.
Well, now, that's just a screaming pity, ain't it, little feller?
What?
It's my duty to inform you that attacking a peace officer is a federal offense. And I'm going to have to incarcerate you until we can get to the bottom of it.
Unhand me, Earth creature. I warn you.
Oh, I'm warning you, Bucktooth Rogers. Get into that cage.
Assistance! Help me, my brothers! Attack them! Attack!
Uh-oh. Sheriff, them aliens outside are getting stirred up. They're trying to break down the door.
Leave it to beavers to start a riot.
Now they're trying to chew through the door, Sheriff. I told you we need the metal one.
Well, don't stand there spinning your pivot tooth, Roland. Think of something. And do it quick. What's coming through the window?
Wait, hold on a second. I got a can of that Prestaway stuff in my desk drawer. That ought to hold them back. Here it is. Take that, you space rat.
It's working, Roland. Hey, look alive. What's coming through the hole in the door?
I got it, Sheriff. There's
three of them coming in through the stove pipe.
I get the best as I can.
This is getting monopolous.
Yeah.
I got an idea, y'all.
Yeah.
Ernie, at the count of three, open up that door.
All right.
When them beaver aliens start rushing in, Roland, you hit them with that Prestaway. Then, Rex, you and me will herd them into the cave.
Right.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, open the door. That's a way. There we go. We did it, boys. We got us a jail full of beaver aliens. We're going to be the laughing stock of the police ball when they catch wind of this.
Hang on, Sheriff. Here comes two more of them. All right. Do I have to spray you, or are you going to come along peacefully?
Oh, no, not the flute again, please.
Please, allow me to speak. I am the wise one of the planet Bornak, and this is my assistant, the ambassador.
Huh?
We come in peace.
You come in peace? Well, you sure got a curious way of showing it. Your compadres here have been downright antisocial.
Oh, dear. Have I arrived too late? Have humans been killed?
Well, no. Nobody's dead. One of them tried to use a ray gun, but it didn't even raise a blister.
Wise one, the humans have imprisoned us.
You deserve a fate much worse, Belknap. You attempted to exterminate a human.
Wise one, I shot the sheriff. I did not shoot the deputy.
And you are still alive to speak of it, Belknap. These humans have shown you immeasurable mercy. Tell me, who is the tyrant now?
Perhaps, wise one, perhaps I have reacted foolishly.
Perhaps!
You disappoint me greatly, my brothers. I beg forgiveness, Sheriff. I lost control of my commands.
Yes, we are normally a very peaceful race. Yes, very friendly, just like your favorite Martian and that funny creature from Ork.
Yes, our desire was to learn from the human race. We find you immensely fascinating. But now our mission has been ruined. Sheriff, if you would release my brothers from imprisonment, I will see that they are properly punished for their actions.
Well,
and we will never return to this planet again.
Well, now, hold the phone, boys. I don't think that's necessary. No, the way I see it, this is all being just a big misunderstanding. And Lord, that happens all the time here on Earth. Started two wars because of misunderstandings. No, I got an idea. I was sitting here studying while all this was going on, and Well, we need some funds for our community real bad. And you folks want to study humans. I think maybe we can work something out.
2 weeks later, a ribbon-cutting ceremony was about to take place.
All right, boys, you understand what you're supposed to do now, don't you?
Yes, Sheriff. We are to pretend we are beavers when the humans come to stare at us.
Oh, we are going to pretend. What fun!
That's right. Between the hours of 12 and 4, you Bornakians become beavers. Now, there'll be people coming from all over to see beavers in action, so put on a good show for them, all right, boys? And while they're staring at you, well, you can observe them. Study their habits and their languages and such. This is what we humans call teamwork. We both benefit, you see.
How wise you are, Sheriff.
Oh, I just live clean, that's all. All right, boys, here they come. All right, remember now, don't talk. Beavers don't ordinarily converse. Hello, everybody. I thank you all for turning out for this special occasion. Hey, I'm Sheriff McRoy of the Biloxi Police Department, and it makes us darn proud to give you vacationing out-of-towners a chance to see a genuine beaver in their natural habitat. And now, by cutting this here ribbon, I declare the Biloxi Beaver Sanctuary, formerly Miller's Pond, open for business.
Do you still believe these humans are tyrants, Belknap?
No, Wiseman. I no longer believe everything I see on the news. But they are rather silly.
The humans are here. Observe, Belknap, observe.
Well, now, that was a pleasant story, wasn't it? Yes, I so enjoy when things work out in the end. Yes. Unfortunately, things are not so good here. The water level is quite high now, and unlike a beaver, I'm not very aquatic. Yes, I'm afraid you should leave and return under drier conditions. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
You have just heard Chet Cheddar's Tales from the Morgue. Today's installment, Biloxi and the Bogus Beavers of Bornak. For correspondence, send to M&J Audio Theater, P.O. Box 252, Mejia, M-E-X-I-A, Texas, 76667. The names and characters portrayed in this production are fictitious. Any similarities with actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.
Production by M&J Audio Theater.